إن الحمد لله حمدا يليق بجلاله وعظيم سلطانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الآخرة والأولى وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى O Muslims, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, for it is through the taqwa and the fear of Allah that we have the key to success in this life and in the hereafter. O Muslims, people as individuals, as societies, they go through hardships, they go through various conditions which are extreme difficulties and hardships, poverty, afflictions, calamities. This is the nature of this temporary world. This is the nature of this transient world. It is a world filled with agonies and worries and troubles which are of many types. Today, Muslim societies are suffering. Muslim societies are suffering from endless hardships and abounding difficulties and much pain and affliction. We complain only to Allah, the one for whom we seek help and in whom we trust. Muslims today are going through a serious stage of crisis. How numerous do we see these calamities? How many are difficult, and difficult are the ordeals? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the afflictions from the Muslims and to lift their distress. He is the protector. He is the possessor of power. Fellow Muslims, whoever contemplates the condition of the Muslims which we have thus described will find that the Muslims have deviated from the path of the Qur'an, the path laid down by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the methodology laid out by our Messenger, to which Muslims must resort in times of agony and distress and disasters and hardships. Muslims cannot overcome calamities or be secure through disaster or from disaster if they do not adhere to the principle and the methodologies laid down by the Qur'an as taught to us by our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cannot solve the difficult problems, and we cannot get rid of the predicament we are in by relying upon human strength. We cannot turn our backs to the Qur'an and the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims are upholders of a message and a creed, an aqidah, that holds solidly to the devotion to the Creator, the Khaliq, exalted be He. It is an aqidah that enjoins fear of Allah alone and trust in Him. Trust in Allah, the irresistible, who reigns supreme over His creation. What Muslims must do when calamity strikes, when misfortunes befall, is to resort to no one but Allah, exalted be He, in truth and in sincerity, with all eagerness and fear, in humbleness and prayer. The entire ummah, the rulers and the ruled, groups and individuals, we have no hope of surviving a calamity except through the one who delivers from hardship, through the one that we must realize, and we have to come to realize, that no deliverance can come except from Allah, the gracious, the one who, when invoked in times of hardship and implored in times of crisis, it answers the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ قُلْ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبِ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ. Say, who will save you مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who will save you in the darkness of the land and the sea? The one whom you call upon humbly and in fear, saying, if you save us from this, we will surely be of those who are grateful. Say, it is Allah who saves you from it and from every hardship. Then you make partners with Him. Muslims can never restore an occupied land, and they can never overcome a dominating enemy unless they return to the firm aqidah of Tawheed, unless they realize the Tawheed like mountains in their hearts. This creed, this belief in Tawheed and Allah is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And this creed teaches us that affliction will not be relieved except by the Creator, and misfortune will not be removed except by the Maker, the All-Powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلْكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who is it that answers the desperate one, the distressed one, when he calls on him? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ, and he removes the harm and evil. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he makes you inheritors of the earth. أَإِلَهُ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any God with Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. How little is it that you remember? Ibn Abi Hatim reports that Malik al-Ashja'i came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, my son Auf has been taken as a prisoner of war. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, send a word to him to say repeatedly, la hawla ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no might and there is no power except through Allah. Malik, when he sent this word to his son, he repeated it. Auf kept uttering it. He was tied up with the bridle, with the ties of a camel. When he repeated these words, the ties came loose. They fell down in front of him. So then he began looking how to escape. And he saw a she-camel that belonged to the enemies. He got on the she-camel, and as he was riding, he saw a group of camels that belonged to the enemies. So he began shouting to them, and all of the camels began to follow him. And so he went with his camel and the group of camels till he returned to his father's house. His parents, they saw him through the door. His father, startled, he looked at him and he said, I swear by the Lord of the Kaaba, this is Auf. And his mother, she said, it is Auf, his hands must be suffering from the ties. He must be ailing from these pains. The father and the servant, they hurried to welcome Auf to the house. And they looked in the yard and they found it filled with camels. They went with the story to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those camels, do with them as you would do with your own camels. They're yours. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the ayah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, whoever fears Allah, truly fears Allah, Allah will give him a way out and He will provide for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. He will give him risk in a way he never imagined. Auf, he repeated, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might and there is no power except through Allah. Abu Yazid al-Bustami, rahimahullah, he says, I lived amongst the people for 40 years and I found that they were dead, not alive. Not even thinking that they will be resurrected. So I made 4 takbirs. And he meant he made janazah for them. They were dead. And I left them. I found them unable to do any benefit or ward off any harm. They could not bring anything to life or bring anything away from life. They could not bring anything close or send it away. They could not honor or humiliate, benefit or harm. He realized ultimately that people have no power to harm or benefit. He recited these lines of poetry. Do not ask a favor from the child of Adam, but ask him whose door is never closed. Allah is displeased if you do not ask him for your needs. And man is displeased when he is asked. So when shall the people, the rulers and the ruled of the Muslim world, realize and reconsider our reality and stop clinging to anyone left and right, east or west, and rely on Allah alone? Yes, now we should. As Muslims, we will never ever be relieved of calamity except by true supplication to Allah, the mighty and the strong. No one is delivered from affliction except through obedience to Allah and seeking His protection, for He is the possessor of power of all things. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, who do you pray to? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I pray to Allah alone, who if distress afflicts you, He can remove it. You pray to Him and He will alleviate it. And if you get lost in an empty land and pray to Him, He will bring you back home. And if there is distraught and you pray to Him, if there is, drought and you pray to Him, He will bring for you plants. The poet, he rightly said, have patience for relief is close. He that obeys Allah, who commands all, will survive. He that is true to Allah will not be touched by harm. And he that has hope in Allah, his hopes will be fulfilled. Fellow Muslims, if you are afflicted by illness, then ask the cure from Allah, the curer of all things. If you have a need, then ask the Ghani, the one without need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubayd ibn Abi Salih, he said, Ta'uz came to visit me when I was ill. I said to him, pray for me. He told me, you pray to Allah. Pray for yourself, for Allah answers the distressed one when he calls upon him. Wahab ibn Munabbah said, I read in one of the early revelations, one of the earlier books, that Allah Most High, He said, by my might, if someone seeks refuge with me, then all that is in the heavens and the earth, all that is in the heavens and the earth turn against him, I will make a way out for him. And if someone does not seek refuge in me, I will make the earth swallow him from underneath his feet and make him fall down by letting him rely upon himself. O Muslim people, you have been suffering from a long time. Seek refuge in Allah, glorious be He. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, and an akhir from Allah Most High, do not occupy yourselves by insulting the kings. Obey me, and I will make them have compassion for you. O you who are suffering from calamities, have faith and sincerity to Allah. O you who have been afflicted with hardship, supplicate to Allah the Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If your servants, if my servants ask you about me, then tell them that I am near. I answer the call of those who call on me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So let them answer my call and believe in me, that in order that they be upon right guidance. Ibn Asakir, rahimahullah, he mentions in his history that a man, he said that I used to rent out my mule for people to ride between two cities in Syria. So one day a man rode with me and we came to a pathway and he said, take this other pathway. I said to him, I do not know this pathway. He said, it is a shorter way. We came to a valley that was filled with skeletons and dead people. He came down from the mule and opened his robe and took out a knife. And he chased me and I ran from him as fast as I could. But he caught up with me. And he said, I said to him, take all of my possessions. He said, "Those I've already taken, but I want to kill you." So I asked him, "Let me pray 2 rak'ahs." He said, "Go ahead." I prayed, and nothing would come to my lips except the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the one who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. And he lifts up, he removes the evil. Who is the one? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ. Who is the God besides Allah who removes the sue, the evil, and answers the call of the distressed? No. So he read these words, and then he said, a man riding a horse came with a spear and stabbed the murderer right in his heart. He stabbed that evil man right through his heart and killed him. I took hold of that horse and I asked the man, "Who are you? Who are you?" He said, "I am the messenger of Allah who answers the distressed one when he calls on him." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, by sincerely resorting to Allah, by sincerely resorting to Allah, we can attain relief after every difficulty. When misfortunes gather and calamities and hardships intensify, the mind cannot find a way out except through Allah. Relief comes with Allah, the subtle one who responds. So be rejoiceful and be happy by praying and supplicating to Allah, by adhering to Tawheed, and by good deeds and sincere intentions. The Muslim Ummah will achieve success and gain power by it whenever hardships befall. The poet, he said, "All misfortunes, however severe, will surely be relieved soon. Perhaps man will be distressed by a calamity, and with Allah alone is the way out. Circles of hardship tighten around, but then relief will come, even though I thought that it would never come." Fellow Muslims who have been afflicted with calamity, never despair. Never give hope, give up hope in Allah's rahmah. Whatever befalls you is from the great and mighty Allah. Whatever befalls you is from the great and mighty. Whatever befalls you, be sure that you have a Lord who is great and mighty. Every day He is in a state of glory. He even answers the mushrikeen when they call on Him in desperation. Allah says, and when they embark on a ship and invoke Allah, making their faith sincerely to Allah, then Allah brings them home to safety. But then, when they return home, they give their worship to other than Allah. Do you think that someone who is a Muslim, who adopted Islam, will be turned away? A Muslim who is suffering and oppressed, that he will not be answered by Allah when Allah He answers the mushrikeen? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the reality of the matter, the greatest thing that counts in the sight of Allah is being sincere to Him, returning to Him sincerely, having the humbleness to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke to, in the words of Yaqub, when He was speaking to His sons, He said, "Go and ask about Yusuf, but never give up the hope in Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we see happening to the Muslims, it makes us realize the reality of these words. But beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must always remember that above all, Allah is all powerful. With Him is victory. O you who are suffering oppression at the hands of tyrants and the persecution of mighty oppressors, do not despair of the victory, for the victory of Allah is an unfailing promise. It was said that there was an old woman whose land was stolen by an evil oppressor. She told that man to fear Allah, and she would make dua against him. He said to her sarcastically, "Wait till the last third of the night and then make dua against me." So she did that for a month, continuously in the last third of the night. The Khalifa heard of this man and got a hold of him, and tied him up and lashed him and applied the punishment to his hand. And the old woman was walking by when she saw that man being lashed. She saw the man being lashed. And she said, "May Allah reward you for your good advice to me, to stick to the last third of the night." And then she added these words of poetry. She said, "If the ruler and his clerks and the worldly judge are unjust, then woe and woe to the worldly judge from the judge who is in the heavens." And the poet who said the following is truly right. He said, "No matter how long it takes, Allah's subtle ways take hold and appear faster than the twinkling of an eye once the eye begins to twinkle." May Allah bless you and me with what we've heard, and He is powerful over all things. I seek Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all of the Muslims. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all Muslims, we must make use of the religiously enjoined causes, the physical and spiritual causes, to relieve distress, and dispel our agonies, and to defeat the enemy. Allah says, "Prepare for them what you can of power." And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Servant of Allah, treat your diseases and do not use prohibited medicine." Yet, the crux of the matter lies in realizing the fear of Allah, in returning to Allah, in putting one's trust in the Creator, exalted be He, and in having better knowledge of Him in times of adversity and prosperity. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him a way out and provide for him from sources he could never imagine. Whenever an ummah strengthens its faith in Allah, whenever it reinforces its connection, its tie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter, large and small, and it has a positive thought of Allah, glorious be He, Allah removes the harm befalling it. And Allah causes the adversity to change into prosperity, and anxieties turn into tranquility, and hardship becomes ease and comfort. The poet said, "Days go by, and so do lessons, and we wait for Allah's command. Are you desperate to see the relief? Then where is your belief in Allah and His destiny?" O Muslim nation, where is your belief in Allah and His destiny? Your destiny is forever tied to the Quran and bound to the Sunnah. The destiny of this ummah is forever bound to the Quran and tied to the Sunnah of the Master, of the Sayyid, of the jinn and mankind. The further you get away from the Quran and the Sunnah, the harder we will be beset by disgrace. And the more you bind yourselves to the power of human beings, the more you will be afflicted with distress and mishaps. Whenever the believer desperately awaits Allah's grace and hopelessly feels that he will not be granted his wish after endlessly offering dua, and he sees no signs of Allah's response, then he must blame himself. He must blame himself and tell his own soul, "You are the cause of my affliction. Would that were you that if there was any good in you, Allah would have responded to me." Ibn Rajab, alhamdulillah, he said, this state of a believer who rebukes himself, who says, "You are the cause of Allah not answering my dua," this is cherished and beloved by Allah. Allah, He loves this more than any other act of obedience, because it shows that a person is completely humbled and lowly before Allah. He is subservient to Allah, and that he truly deserves the plight that has come to him, and that he is not worthy of seeing his dua fulfilled. Thereupon Allah will hasten the answer to his dua. Thereupon Allah will hasten the answer to his dua, and his plight will be relieved, because Allah is the Sami'. He is the one who answers the calls, and he hears. Allah will answer the calls of those who bend to him and bow to him in humility with their hearts. When the Muslim army tried to conquer Kabul, they could not conquer it. It was not possible, it was difficult for them. So their commander, he cried out, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum! Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum!" And the whole army was with him. They said, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum! Oh, the ever living, the ever subsisting." When they did this, the whole army repeated it with a loud uproar, with sincerity and truth, invoking Allah. The fulfillment of their wish was granted, and the liberation of that land came, and it became a Muslim land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has decreed upon us a great matter, which is sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa qurrata ayunina Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya kashif al-gham, ya farij al-ham, فرج كروب المؤمنين والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج همومنا وهموم المسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ المؤمنين واشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وشهداءهم. اللهم اعز، اللهم تقبل من المسلمين وتب عليهم واصلح احوالهم وردهم الى دينك والى توحيدك والى سنه نبيك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أئمة المسلمين. May Allah rectify the rulers of the Muslims as the ruled. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا قليلا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا العصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.